a thin line between gay and straight. He's not the perspective of the straights, and I'm not the perspective of the gays, but we are a perspective of our respective communities.
Come here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode. It's been a long time. Nene was in jail.
Again.
They put her in the boys' jail, though, so it was good as
could
like be.
It was like vacation. It's lovely.
TJ's here.
We got to turn off the thing.
They had I don't think so. They kicked Nene out because he was running through bars of soap like crazy. I keep dropping them.
And I don't like...
It's slippery.
It's very slippery. But I became a millionaire in jail. I invented the jail enema fleet kit.
Oh, shit.
No more Shatanya Dixon as your cellmate.
Can you even imagine? They be in there fucking with no douches or nothing.
They use mayonnaise.
No accoutrements.
They use mayonnaise, ketchup.
You can't help but try to knock shit over. What is in that thing? Is that salt and pepper shaker?
No, what is that?
It is pink salt.
Oh, yeah, for...
I thought it was a makeup
tequila.
That looked like a salt shaker. Oh, I was like, oh, that's classic.
But be careful, because that chemical in that nail polish, that's the activator.
Oh, he ain't going to open it. I don't think. It's not fucking, what's it called to wear good, right? What is
Poppers?
That stuff?
Yeah. Well, that's what Poppers is. That is what, you know Poppers is nail polish remover,
man,
right?
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a strong-ass nail polish remover. That shit almost
Literally is like,
that shit almost removed my lung function.
It literally, this boy drank some at the store.
How'd that go?
I ended up not getting any that night.
The Andy Lamps had to come. You were like, you ever tried Poppers? And he was like, doop, doop, doop.
No, he said, I need to, I want to try one of those, dick pills or whatever.
The rhinos.
And I said, oh, go up and ask Tim because he knows which ones are good. And then this fool goes up there and says, so when you're trying to be extra ready for your lover, what do you get? And so Tim goes,
I get this right here, bro.
And he goes into a booth and just chugs it. And chug the whole thing. And then he
I can't even imagine. He probably could die from that.
Yeah, well, we had to call 911. The firefighters showed up, and literally, they didn't even get out the truck. They go, and he's, sitting in the chair, vomiting, but, dry heaving vomit. That's apple cider hot.
So they were like, oh, he's good. He's puking already. TJ.
And they're like, what did you inhale? What did you ingest? And so we told them. They literally didn't even get out the truck, and we're like, ooh.
Yep.
Baby food is so out of line.
Hey, man. Hey, we're recording, B. This is going to be the worst one ever. Got TJ in the background banging on tables.
Thank you so much.
You want your nails painted, TJ? The whites are going to be like, "That you're turning the boy homosexual."
That one man that said, I got pink hair. I look like, is that a microphone?
No.
He said, yeah.
Is this your mic? Are you on the show too, buddy? TJ, where's TJ?
So what's it like being 1 year old?
Yeah, TJ, welcome to the show. What's it like being one? You shit on yourself today? So we fed him a bunch of red vines last night because he likes the red vines. And we were trying to get wild, so we give him a couple of red vines and put them on the floor on the other side of the bed. And then he doo-dooed, and it was so red
that it
dyed his butt red.
Oh, no.
And Rain tripped out, of course, because she's a helicopter mom.
She was like, this is it. It's over.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Hey, how come... Dude, it's crazy they still haven't rented that fucking office next door.
So, and I thought it was rented.
Fuck, man.
And they had, Then I went on the website, and they dropped the price, by $1,000.
How much is it now?
It was, 37, and I think it's, almost under two,
It's a good-sized office.
Well, and people keep going to look at it. Literally every time the people say... They don't like the big pillars, and that they wish they had an ensuite bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what else I don't like about the place is the too many windows. If it didn't have all them windows, I might be like, yo, you know?
Oh,
but
like
I don't
on the outside,
people,
yeah.
I don't want people.
Oh, that's why the photographer, because there was a photographer. He was fun.
Was he a little dude?
No, not the guy that took
our. Because John was. He was going to, the guy that did our photos was going to rent an office in here.
I would be over there all the time.
You know he's got a piece on him.
I know.
That's the kind of guy that's packing heat. You know what I mean?
Because he's right, short height.
Mm-hmm.
All that built up anger and stuff from being called short stuff his whole life.
Pissed me off.
That's the type of dude make me feel like a midget. I'd be like, whoa.
Look at him go. TJ's walking now.
That is crazy. And remember the first time y'all brought him here and he was like confined to a
little blanket square?
No, to what was that thing called? A car seat.
And I put some argan oil in his hair so he looks luxurious and prince-like.
He got edges.
Yeah, look at
it's the comb over though. Don't let them do you like that. No shoes and a comb over.
Where's TJ?
Sometimes I forget his name is really not Nighthawk.
It's Thomas.
Like someone asked what is the baby's name?
Because
I either just say the baby and I go, his real name is
Terrence Jackson.
Oh, and then I go, oh, Thomas. But then your sisters all call you Tommy.
Yeah, or Barmo.
Or what?
Barmo? Barm?
Or Barm.
Where, is hot chocolate? Bro, look at this fool.
Next
look
Sunday.
At him. What are you doing?
He is bugging.
You were trying to go backwards? Where's TJ? TJ, where are you? There he is.
He's like, yeah. Hot chocolate is next.
Not this coming, right?
Not this Sunday, but
good,
next
I got Dorothy
Sunday.
This Sunday. And what time is it at? And all the good chocolates will be there?
All five of us.
Man, I'm so excited.
Courtney Capri Dove, Poison Waters.
And it's
Waters.
At Darcy's?
It's at apparently Darcelle does not know that I'm going to be back in the Bazilding, but also apparently
Darcelle,
little
I heard,
birdie told me.
I heard Darcelle doesn't remember you were fired.
I should just show up this weekend and really piss Mr. Mitchell off.
You're like, what are you talking about?
Because I saw him when I went to see the girls. So when I was at CC's that night and I went to see the girls, Mr. Mitchell saw me and immediately he ended his conversation and went right upstairs. It was so funny. And I was like, keep it pushing.
How petty.
Could you imagine being that old and petty?
No.
And you got all that.
What was that? Whatever it was, we're fine.
What was that?
I don't know.
That is so weird. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It was crazy though, huh?
Yeah, that was weird. Yes. You like scratching people like that?
I'm not scared. You are.
No, I'm tetrified. Petrified.
You testified?
We should bring Testify back.
We should bring Testify back.
What the fuck was
that? I don't really know what it is, but we should bring it back. I don't know.
You never went to Testify?
No, I've never been to Testify. I've never been to a brunch.
Well, the brunches we then sold out.
How funny is it that I was...
Ooh, Jayla as the cedar the other day. Oh, my God.
How was that?
She was, like, cussing everybody out. These people was moving their seats and fucking it up. So, like, we would go see a party of seven.
Yeah.
And then...
They would move somewhere.
They would move, like, and stretch out. And we were sold out, oversold, had a waiting list. And we're trying to get everybody a seat so we can get that money.
Yeah, we need as many
and
people in here as we can.
Then people kept moving their seats, and she was like, everybody is moving their fucking seat. Like, she started losing her shit. I was like, girl, calm down. That is the worst thing you could say to somebody in that moment. Girl, calm down. We're going to be all right. And I'm like, there was no Justin.
Jayla got a little famous and started acting up. Huh?
Jayla, she said, but she brought me, like, literally a garment bag.
Oh, I forgot I was going to bring you that thing. I still have that thing. I don't know if you need one because you have your own little red thing. But remember the red thing that Rain
wore?
Thing.
Oh, no, that's a red gown. Yes. I need
you
all the things.
I still have that. It's brand new. She wore it one time. You know what I'm talking about?
What, that red robe, the robe that I'm like on wear as a gown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the red lace one.
And it's all see-through?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I can't wait.
Hey, man.
What is that?
Had that junk in his mouth.
The audio is going to be so toe up.
You want me to paint your nails at you? Look at this. And then they put your finger in his mouth.
Let me see. Oh, you got teeth?
Let me see your teeth. TJ, do this one.
When did they go to the dentist for the first time?
The doctor checks up his teeth. We brush his teeth now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, we brush them.
Why did I know you was going to do that? You like Wendy mugs too? Oh, babies are busy.
I don't know what they
I could not. I thought I could babysit like a...
Oh, I got a granola for when my diabetes could be kicking in.
How is your diabetes?
Man, I'm fucking
Sapoon always asked about you because, you know, he has diabetes too. And he always goes, dude, how is Thomas? I listened to the podcast.
Struggling. I tried so hard to stay under 200.
What, pounds?
No, fucking 200 fucking blood sugar number.
Oh, what? We should take my blood sugar.
Let's do it. Oh, wait, I don't think I have my tester on me because I have my glucose.
Because I really do think I have. My feet have been swollen.
My fucking.
And when I was at the hospital the last time because I had a 40-minute nosebleed.
Oh.
Which is like, and full of polyps. Which are painful as fuck, by the way. They could have told me that.
Look at him. Drunk as hell.
He just... That's what babies... Babies walk like drunk,
TJ,
confident people.
Do this. Oh.
That's me after three.
Walk it off. TJ, look.
I was listening to some of the old episodes. That one clip, was so funny. I started cracking up laughing because I was cleaning out my phone. And it was like, you're like going on about something like, Thomas, I do not want to have sex with you. And I had that sickening blonde moment.
You was lying.
Carisha.
You fucked 11 times since then.
Carisha, please. I already have one of the rumors.
Podcast would be over.
Rain would be at the dough. She would be at the dough.
We would just have some good property somewhere. You'd have chickens. You know what I mean?
I'd have poached eggs every morning.
Yeah, you would have chickens with names and shit. You'd be out there.
I used to want a chicken coop so bad, but then thongs.
I got some eggs, Daddy. You would call me Daddy.
Oh, God.
But not like Daddy like that, but Daddy like the old slave tees. Daddy. You know, like Dad? The fucking, you ever seen Django?
Like,
Hey, Big Daddy.
Or like how they say it in Color Purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When your daddy died, he gave it to me.
I'll grow a long-ass mustache and smack the shit out of you.
But I'd be into it. It'd be so left. That would be so left.
You would somehow get pregnant because I'm just unlucky like that.
No, I'm telling you, I would be the virgin. I'd be the virgin tranny.
You see this thing?
What is that?
It's a weed pipe. How fucking cool is that?
Wait. Where did the baby just find that?
Oh, he didn't find it. I found it.
Oh.
Have me on DHS custody battle.
Chevelle, please.
How cool is that? You would think it was a train whistle.
I thought it was a Lego. Or a building block.
Yeah, it is. Lego smoke some weed. I've been wanting to smoke weed lately.
I got some. Mm-mm. That might be good for your diabetes. Mm-mm. That's what I told
They said it is.
Yeah, that's what I told Sapoon, but then it can't be because it makes you just fucking hungry.
I'm eating all sugars.
But I'm mad that
there's nothing you can... Yeah, I can't eat shit, man.
So you can't have stuff with
no
fake
carbs,
sugar?
No sugar.
No carbs, no sugar. Carbs is like pastas and shit?
Everything in life.
So you...
All the good shit
I can have.
You
have salad.
I can eat meat all day long.
Me too.
So I have a plan... I got a business plan. Have you ever ate chicken gizzards?
When you posted that status,
fucking
I laid the fuck out.
Nasty as hell.
Because I was like, oh, I bet you Rain broiled them.
No, I made them myself.
Don't fall.
I fried them, and they're fucking awful. Well, they're not awful, okay?
You have to just, like, season them really good.
I seasoned them good. It's the texture. It's like fucking chewing on an ear.
You got to flash fry them.
It's just cartilage.
You got to flash fry them.
What I'm going to do, though, and hearts are fire. Hearts are good. I can get down with the hearts.
You ever had chicken livers?
I tried to. No, I was looking pate for liver.
You ever had pate?
Mm-mm.
It's like they smooth it over a cracker, very white folk style. No, we need that.
So thank I was you. Looking for liver. That's what I was looking for. Uh-huh, that's disrespectful. I know what you fucking said.
Look at you eating like a grown person. When is his hair going to turn blonde?
I don't know, when I get a blood test, probably. but I
like that I assume all white people's hair is blonde.
And the what's it called is gross. It's the texture for me, bro. It doesn't taste, they don't taste bad. They taste like meat. They taste like whatever the fuck you season them with. You know what I mean?
They pick up.
But it is a little gamey. But the gizzards were, the texture was terrible. It was like I said, like eating an ear. So I have this idea in my head. If I can pull it off, I'm going to get.
Why don't you sit here? You don't want to sit?
If I can pull it off, I'm going to get a sausage maker thing.
Oh,
and
like
I'm going to grind the fucking hearts and grind the liver and grind the fucking gizzards up. Because you know it's the best part of a chicken you could ever eat?
It's the healthiest.
It has the most protein and the least fat of any other fucking thing on a chicken. So I'm going to grind them up and make dope-ass sausage. Like bratwursts.
Oh, like...
Season the fuck out of it. Make
down.
It hella good.
We'll
and if they're ground up, there won't be no texture. It ain't going to be chewy and well, gritty and gross.
Ooh, babies are like so... I'm over here stressed out. I'm like, is the... Oh, my God.
They're what he likes.
Oh. Oh, my God. It would be just my luck, though. I'd be like, watch. Look what we learned.
Your fucking nails.
Eagles flying through.
Your nails pop off. TJ, where's TJ? There he is. He's not real good at peekaboo quite yet, but he gets the idea. Where's TJ?
That's not the speaker, right?
Mm-mm. Mike's. That's just the remote.
Oh. Don't press the button though.
Basically, I want to make liver.
So you're gonna have heart, like all the healthy
and gizzard. But make sausage out of it, so it tastes like whatever I put in it. Teriyaki.
You can smoke them.
Yeah, make them taste
that
fire.
Kind of meat?
Yeah, make them taste fire, and then sell them shits to all these health nuts.
Because honestly,
there's almost no fat in it, and it's so fucking good for you. You know, in a cup, a half a cup of gizzards is 41 grams of protein. So one sausage, you're getting like 50 grams of protein.
Aren't the gizzards by the penis?
The gizzards are in the stomach, and like what they do. Is they grind the chickens will swallow rocks, and the rocks will go in their gizzards, and their gizzards contract with the rock, so the
so
grain
it's like passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, so the grain goes into their gizzards.
You want to say it?
And the rock and the muscle of the gizzard grinds up the fucking grain for them. And I think only chickens have gizzards, or poultry,
turkey, only
fowl.
Yeah. No.
You know, you could have all toys in this whole place. He's getting screwdrivers, he's like, pocket knives,
why
scissors,
do you only want nail polish
hammers.
Screwdrivers?
Oh, he hit daddy's son.
What's that? What? I ain't scared of you. What happened? Are we about to square
he's
off?
He's real nice for about 30 seconds, and then he'll fucking take off on you. For no reason.
Oh, like just start.
He'll kiss you and then smack you in the face.
I would lay out.
I'm over it. See, the like nail polish or a nickel? Nickel. I can choke on that.
Can you hand me that? Can I have that? Can I have that? Thank you. Oh, so good. Yay.
Oh, my God.
Thanks
for coming.
And he's like, okay, so what's the prize?
See you.
No.
The worst.
Oh, Lord. And don't forget, I'm available for children's parties.
Watch something fun. You know what's funny, too? My phone blew up all night, every 5 minutes, and now I'm here and nobody's fucking... What's it calling me anymore?
Don't open that, though, now.
Chews, just gets it in his mouth, twists it off.
Apple cider is so good.
So good. It's a holiday drink all year, you know?
Well, it was left by the thieves.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they left, like, it was that, And there's a monitor down there. It was a,
I'm baffled that they left some cider and you were like, I'll drink that.
Well, I needed something to hold the door. And then I was like, well, you know what? I might as well make, what'd you just, oh, he's pooping.
I hope not.
Oh. When my sister used to like look at.
Yeah. TJ, I like your hairdo. Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
You know what I did one time?
That's fucking left, first of all. I was like,
I got chocolate on my finger and I acted like he pooped and then I sucked on it and Rain didn't like it.
That is left. My deceased coworker, his former coworker, he put one of those like a smushed Hershey's kiss thing in one of the white chairs from like the arcade, mm-hmm. and was like,
somebody shit.
He goes, girl, I'm sorry, I had an accident. And I was like, what you mean? Girl, I did not make it to the restroom. And I was like, oh God, that is out of line.
I'm not.
He's like, but
that.
It's in the room. I was like, oh, then go fucking go home, clean it. And he was like, I'm not doing that. I have to wash the floor. Like, and we got into it.
I can't. I'll get sick, motherfucker. And what am I gonna get?
And then he's like, he like looks. He goes in there. He's like, I mean, just like smell it. And I was like, I'm not smelling it, Joe. Like, he's like, no, it like doesn't smell right. And then he like touched it and licked it, and I like lost it. And he was cracking up. And he goes, girl, it's these cupcake things.
And because you can probably kind of believe it in that freaky ass environment. You know what I mean?
Don't open it.
Here. That is fucking.
And this is why his nickname is Nighthawk, the Hawk of Night.
Is that good, buddy? He be eating nothing but pureed stuff and then make a solid turd. This motherfucker's magic. I got an extra one of these fucking squeezy applesauces if you want one.
Is this just the applesauce? No, I like the strawberry. Mm.
That one's strawberry
that.
Apple. TJ. TJ. TJ, come here. I want to show you a trick.
What in the? Oh, don't let him put that in the bell.
TJ, come here.
That's
I tightened it. Hello. We ain't even.
That's the activator for my dip, the nail dip. Can I have that one? Oh, thank you so
TJ,
much.
TJ, you want to smell my breath, buddy?
He's like, bitch, you gonna come up out of one of them things in your hand.
TJ.
I never realized how many tattoos you have.
Well, I'm tatted down.
Did anything ever come of the barbershop video? Oh, that's Dorothy.
Barbershop video.
You were the barber in a video? Like, you're in a music video.
Oh, you know, I'm famous from it. That, other than
you're
that,
like the first person that is seen in the... Or yeah. No, you're the tailor.
Tailor, yeah. So good, huh?
That was actually really good. I don't know why I watched that music video the other day.
How crazy was that? Had no idea what I was doing.
She's sickening.
She's so sickening.
She is like...
She's such a beast, and I never even heard about
her. But I know her hotel rooms always smell like weed.
Man, they smell like weed and hair curl.
And like hairspray.
She literally had a bitch do her hair between every take. Every take. She had a bitch with a brush. Spraying oil on a brush. That argan
Gotta
oil.
Keep it like... Ovity? That means she probably was wearing her real
and
hair.
I will tell you right now, her motherfucking measurements.
That's cayenne pepper.
Her measurements. She had like a 42-inch hips and like a 26-inch waist. I was like, fucking Christ.
So she does the cocaine and the Popeyes.
Man, mm-hmm. She does the cocaine, I know for a fact. I seen a TikTok video. Old white dude said, this is my first time eating at Pope Yes. I hope it's as good as they say it is. I've never Pope been yes. at Pope Yes before. Popeyes. I never had at Pope Yes before. I don't know if it's something like Chick-fil-A, religious place or something. Don't know what the Pope's got to do with it, if anything, but hoping Pope Yes don't disappoint.
I would probably think he's fine.
I had a Pope Yes
I'm not allowed at St. Michael's Cathedral because of the Pope. Me and the priest got down.
I had another classic chicken sandwich. Remember those?
Another what?
The classic chicken sandwich that got famous.
I never had one. I don't like chicken sandwiches.
I had another one the other day.
I like fried chicken with Wonder Bread.
Just as good.
White bread and some hot sauce. Ooh, babies be doing like death drops and stuff. They be doing whole drag shows.
Wonder Bread is so good.
That's all my great-grandfather used to eat. If it wasn't Wonder Bread, he was not fucking with it.
I used to like just peel the fucking center of it and make a bread ball. Hey! Where's TJ? TJ! Where are you? TJ! There he is! Ta-da!
Oh, you're gonna be like talking
in no time. Mr. Cool! Whoa, dude, you are Mr. Cool! Yeah, Mr. Cool!
Oh, you have like you have a mohawk!
So we're gonna start making sausages, a thin line sausage company.
Well, a thin line meat production.
You can be the spokesman.
Thin line.
Everybody wants to always ask me what.
Because I've never met a sausage I didn't like.
Yeah, and everybody's asking me what I did with my old sausage. Well, now you know.
Now you know. You can get this limited edition. This limited edition thin line sausage.
That's a 10-inch fucking sausage.
It's no, it's
double
not
the size,
no,
like 8.5.
I've actually never measured.
Fucking felt like 10 inches, brother.
It's just stupid. And I like literally. Okay, it's
hey,
the tantrum.
Hey, you know what would be the worst
the
if you found out I was bottoming?
That would be the fucking, and the gag is.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you're right. I ain't never
like
fucked
T.S.
him.
Like T.S. Madison.
He's fucked me.
T.S. Madison.
What do you find now?
When Alexis.
We went to Cars last year, or for Cyrus' last fucking hurrah.
I sent her a really nice message, and she didn't get it until like days later. She's like, oh, this really made
me. I'm already in Seattle.
She said, oh, I was a little turned up after the show.
A little turned up. She made bank, though. They paid her.
Is her and Deb still friends, or no?
I think so. I know that I think Deb was there.
Crying
they
the
were,
whole time.
They were filling her pitcher up because she, you know, my glass is up.
Oh, she just raised your glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Darcelle, now that Sarah went out of town, you can hire me back.
I guarantee you if you call
her. But I heard she wants an apology. I'm like, for what?
I give you whatever you want.
Right at this point. But now, of course, I don't got no drag. I cannot believe. But wait till I see. It's really like the old housemates. They are
now, what are they doing? Are they still working there?
Who?
They don't work nowhere near the club, right?
Who?
The housemates?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I think Michael, he got his leg clapped.
Where he gone? You missed
it. So they need to. Thank you.
So good.
You want me to hear?
Raise your glass.
Thank you. Oh, huh. I spilled it again. Where is it at?
How's mom doing? She asked about me lately or what?
Oh, well, we got into it the other day. She's a little frustrated.
Why?
Because I was cussing. I was just cussing up a storm. Because I was upset. Like, I threw my phone and purse and everything. Because when I discovered the break, the thing, Sean was the worst person to be running into. Because he, like, didn't give up. He was like, oh, you all right?
Yeah, he's not very...
I was like...
Savvy.
No.
Like people savvy.
And he was like... Okay, then he goes, is there still Apple TV or stuff? I like literally wanted to like throw up.
TV still works, right? I'd like to watch a show.
I was like,
sorry,
all
your
right.
Fucking life is crumbling down around your ears. Am I still able to watch fucking First 48?
He was like, is it, it's still like logged in. I was like, yes, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, you can watch TV.
And then I call my mom, and my mom goes,
I'll be downstairs crying.
Oh, I'm sure insurance will, like, fix. And I was like, that's not what I want to hear. Like, now I want you to be like, how dare, like, be mad just with me for 5 minutes.
What's fucked up is it would have. And I wasn't even bullshitting you. I just got insurance. I didn't even realize that it had lapsed. They emailed me. The people emailed
me.
Well,
they switched. There's new people in there.
Look, I just got insurance February 13th.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Well, I mean, even
if... I should totally...
They're still not going to cover me. They're not going to cover me the day fucking after I pay for that. You know what I mean? I think there's got to be...
Oh, and there's probably a clause in there that it's just stuff that's in the suite, in the bike locker?
No, I just think that it's got to be... you know what I mean? Because then you could get insurance after your shit got clapped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they would
they
have
said
to...
It was, so it had to be Thursday.
So I got insurance on the 9th.
It had to be... Oh, and of course, that's like the day.
Yeah.
That's the day that it probably happened because... I went down there and put, because I brought like most of it up and I reorganized it, cleaned it at the laundromat with this fine ass man. Oh my God. And I have fixed the suitcases. Like I was, except this shorter pink one. And I was like,
come on, big dog.
Off to this boy's house. And I was like, should I bring this suitcase? And I was like, no, I'm not going to show up with a suitcase. And then he literally, the first thing he said was, I thought you were going to bring your suitcase. And I'm like, no, I don't, Because I wanted to bring my drag stuff to the club.
Hey man, that's the microphone, doggy.
To Swan Dive.
I say hello.
And
he said, I'll eat it.
I was like, no, I'll be fine. And when I went down there, I was like, it was like right when Sean was getting here, and I was going to get the drag bag to bring it with me. And I was like, wait, the door was there? And I'm like, they didn't even tell us. And they knew. I found that out a few days later.
I still need to ask them if I can move in. Because I think into the building would be better. Because if you can get in the stairwell, you can get to those storage
rooms. That's what he was saying. He's like, oh, yeah, only the ones in the stairwell. Are like not protected.
I'm
like,
yeah, but I don't even know how they got in the stairwell because the stairwell you have to have a key.
No, that's what the one guy from the restaurant was telling me. He was saying like, all it takes is one of them to come in and put like paper in the door thing.
Yeah,
and it looks like it's locked, but if you push it hard enough, it'll.
And during the day, them not having the doors locked is.
Well, and that's like.
Bogus too.
Well, and it's like, why are they doing that for the restaurant? The restaurant should just have a button you call if you're going to the restaurant.
Yeah, I would feel more VIP too if I had to get buzzed into the restaurant.
You really can't even
get a ramen bowl around here if you don't know somebody. That's what I would say.
Oh, I thought your mic was off. Dear John is the dumbest movie ever. His name should have been like Tararis.
Yeah, but Channing in that John.
He does look like it. Looks like he's about to put on a
show. They want me to come and fucking go on tour with them, man, for the fucking new Magic Mike movie. You know that I was fucking, I was gonna be in a residency in Las Vegas for the Magic Mike.
And why didn't you do it?
Chevelle, Dorothy's mom.
Chevelle making bad decisions since Singular was AT&T.
Dorothy's mom didn't want to move there.
She was.
I even told her, I was like, it'll be 2 years at the most. I won't do it longer than 2 years. But the pay wasn't great either.
Oh, no.
It was like $5K a month plus tips. But that's crazy.
But you also, don't you get like room and board?
Oh, yeah. But it was only $5K a month. But not, no, I would get a hotel room.
That's sick. You know me.
But I wasn't trying to live in a hotel with a kid.
I love a hotel too. Oh, y'all have a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, we had Dorothy. But it would have been fine still. Because Dorothy was just a baby. And I won the fucking thing. I got a contract and all that shit. Look at
this, man. I would have been like, peace out, Chevelliana.
Peace out, yeah. But I mean, I bet you I would have made 10. It was $5,000 plus whatever tips you got were yours.
But Vegas
and the choreography, like you watch the movies and you're like, wow. You watch the Vegas show, it's fucking... mediocre.
I've never
I mean it's a good show, but like as far as the dance
he found the durag.
Finally. Is that a durag? Come here, TJ. Big cap. Oh.
You want a lace front?
I thought it was a legit do-rag.
No, he don't need to wear the Raper do-rags. The one with the little tails?
Yeah.
Nobody needs to be wearing the Raper do-rags. It's all about the stocking caps.
Let's get a coupe.
This movie is sickening. Widows, them bitches went the fuck in. They was killing everybody.
Come here, Pootie, man. Oh, this is a legitimate fucking stocking.
That's a wig cap. Mm-hmm. And it's in his shade.
Come here, you little red bone. Is he a red bone or high yellow? Hey! Whoa, ooh, buddy, see, you're freaking out.
No,
leave it on your head. It's
just
cute.
Because you got your little thug cap on.
Thug life.
You got to wear when you're sleeping. Keep your waves
right. I got rained a bunch of Black History Month gear from Target.
When it goes on sale on March 1st.
Oh, thank you. It says black, beautiful, and proud. I got TJ a little onesie.
But what if they ugly?
They're not cute, for real.
Does it say black, okay looking?
I feel
not
weird
upset
about
it.
I feel weird about it because it's like, if I was black, which I partially am.
Because you're raising a black kid.
Yeah. If I was black, I wouldn't need my shit to say black on it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe beautiful and proud.
No,
I wouldn't need,
like,
with an Afro lady on it, I wouldn't need my shit to say black. I feel like it's almost offensive that some white people, but supposedly it's a black owned stuff.
Mom arrested after 6-year-old allegedly brings gun to school.
That looks exactly like you.
Like, why is that?
Nay, guilty as charged.
I did not know he had the gun. I thought.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, you
what
sitting there showing
on?
A text that says, you got a dub.
What happened?
You thought you were showing the article, but you were showing a text message that said,
oh, well.
There's people that still want to buy loose weed. Girl.
Palacia? My bad. Did I put somebody on blast? That's a cold handle. That ain't a white person, is it?
No, it's,
Fuck but, no.
You know how I add Iana to everything?
Yeah. Ah. Mm-hmm. TJ.
Yeah, no.
No. Ah, it's Kimmy. Ah, it's Kimmy.
Oh,
ah,
my God.
You get me. Ah.
Oh, my God.
TJ.
Oh, my
ow.
God.
I'm waking me up. Don't try to snatch my microphone.
Well, babies are so busy. I would need my baby to take like a Xanax or something.
Somebody tried to sell me some Xanax at the fucking 7-Eleven.
How many did you buy?
I didn't buy any. I don't even know what the fuck a Xanax is.
Oh, it's to calm down. Like,
is it the good stuff? Oh, yeah. Or no?
Xanax is like.
Should I cough them?
Like, yes.
they're the tens. That's I'm like, the, I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, shut up. The Xanny 10 bars.
Is that the fire or what?
Oh, no, that's what happened.
No, it was Valium. They said it was like Xanax.
Oh, no.
It was
don't, that, remember, you ever seen that movie with the death at a funeral when he loses it?
Yeah.
That's what it would do to you. Like, it goes, woo! Like, it just sends you on a highway to hell.
I wouldn't mind having some, what's it called?
Xanax is what this lady gave me on the flight to, yeah. Oh, thank you. He's like, you need a new wig cap, girl.
Disrespectful. He did look good with the wig cap on, though, real talk.
It was giving me very much so baby drag.
Oh, how cute would that be?
Mm-mm.
The people would come for us, though.
The people in the comments. And it's always somebody on, like, iTunes.
Look
or
at
something.
This. My friend sent me. He's a fucking dirtbag for that.
Oh my God.
I'm fucking offended. That's fucking.
Thank you. Oh, ballet.
TJ, do you want me to fart in your face? I will be stopping at Jack in the Box on the way home, too.
Oh, they have these
fucking everything so good.
Spring rolls that are good for no reason. Like, why do they have good spring rolls?
They shouldn't.
And then they have, like, mini pancake things.
Rolls at fucking Dart or at CC's the other night.
Oh, same.
Fuck, dude. How disrespectful, huh? Did you like them? I was not a fucking fan.
No.
They were You know what the problem with them was?
I like the taquitos, but they need to, like, stick with one culture to steal from. Like, you're not going to be good at cooking Asian food and tacos and fried chicken.
They needed to fucking fry them longer. They were barely blanched, the fucking rolls.
Who made them?
Nat quit. Nat don't work there no more. Nat left Jim, or what's his name? Nat left Jason, finally.
Jason lost it years ago for me.
Jason... Yeah. Well, they were never, I guess they hadn't been together. They'd just been roommates for the longest time. And Nat peaked getting in his feelings when Jason cheats on him.
Because Jason likes, they do that. That's what he does with all them. All those guys do the same thing. They all like, I used to fall in that shit too. Motherfuckers wants to call you wifey and doing all this shit. And then when they get a little tipsy, turn to know you up in your feelings, that's when they want to act a whole fool.
Dude, I can imagine the gay community is probably not real loyal. You know what I mean? Because dudes be wanting to fuck.
And then imagine, like, you know what I mean? Fucking dude.
Yeah. Nasty. And I want to fuck, and also you want to fuck too all the time? Oh, we fucking, for real.
But that's how, like...
Yeah, and nobody's getting pregnant.
I see it, well, in a different way.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't got to worry about nobody calling me at 11. I need to talk to you.
Yes, you do. You know? Itchy, itchy, yah-yah.
Yeah, but you got PrEP.
But these girls, they don't know. But PrEP only, that's PrEP's against HIV.
PrEP's only for AIDS. Yeah, you might catch that clappiana.
These girls, they don't care about
they say, in the hood, the clap pussy's the best pussy.
I wouldn't know.
Because it's hotter.
Yeah.
I know, that's what they said. I said, y'all really know that's nasty than a bitch,
that
right?
That is a foul.
That's what he said in jail when I was in St. Louis. He said, that clap pussy's the best pussy.
What the boys be saying about they be saying, like, wow, whoa. She's tight. And I'd be like, why you got to say wow? Why the shock?
What, you thought I was blown out?
No, a lot of people do be saying that. Huh?
I feel like the booty hole muscle gotta clap back, right?
It claps back because you have to be able to, like...
Hold dookie in. You don't want to pull Titi's hair. It'll scare the shit out of you.
It'll slide right with you.
Can you imagine? He'd be terrified. Here we go.
This wig is late.
No.
You want a wig?
You got an extra wig and throw on them for a minute? Don't take me off. I ain't showered since Saturday.
Oh, yuck.
Where's TJ? TJ? Yeah. There he is. Where's TJ? TJ? Yeah.
Oh, he is not going to like the kids at preschool or nothing. No. He's going to be like, oh, I can't wait to get home and play with my mom and dad. he gonna sit in preschool like. Ugh.
Rain asked the other day, why does he like you so much? He likes you so much more than me. I said, because we're the same age. We're on the same level. What are you talking about? I'm fucking five. What do you mean? Like, what do you expect? TJ, watch this. I smell my breath. Isn't that disrespectful?
Not clearing your throat.
Gagging and shit.
It's like,
Do this one. Ready? One more time.
His little chuckle. Oh, look at his teeth.
Yeah, he gonna bite your ass too. Get you one.
Oh, does he still breastfeed?
Yeah. You ready?
Hell no. Get a little of this. Get a little. Oh, look at all his teeth.
You watch, this is good. Ready, TJ? One more time.
It's really tickled.
Oh, ready, one more time.
Oh, look at your feet.
Oh,
what the?
Let me have a piggy.
What? In the Benihana, catching the spirit with the towel.
Putty.
See, See, I'm easily entertained, so shit like that cracks me up. Oh, I used to, this would be me, and I would be falling all over the place.
TJ, where's TJ? TJ? There he is.
That's hide and seek.
Now when he gets...
Now he said Dada?
Yeah, oh yeah. Now when something bad happens to him, we got this documented for life and forever. And...
Okay. What? Any need for the screen? Oh. Don't be catching the Holy Ghost over here.
TJ, are you? That's my mic, hoa.
Rain asked, you is busy.
Rain asked, what time are you going to be home? I said, like 11. She said, okay. Salty on her.
She wants to make sure she is in the bed with her curlers in and her headphones in, pretending like she's asleep.
Just one letter. She do be having her headphones in.
That is the ultimate sign of please don't say nothing to me.
You know what's crazy to me is... how many people will see you sitting there with your headphones in and try
and
to have
still
a
have a full conversation?
If you don't get the fuck away from me.
And that's why my new thing to do is hold my ear. I don't even be having the earpiece in. I'd be like, uh-huh. All I say is, Carisha, please.
I do that to the homeless.
Who else has that ringtone?
Nobody. Hello?
Hi.
Are
you at the office?
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys podcasting right now?
Yeah.
You said 11.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to it.
I'm leaving, okay? I'm right here. I'm
going to
wait for you.
Oh, we're not going to be here till 11. We're about to do the jingle right now.
You get a little of this, you get a little of that. Nighthawk. You need to take a little nap. It is a thin line between.
Okay. All right, I love you. I'll be home in 20.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to upload two of these. We're going to be weekly podcasts from now on. The next podcast will be on the sailboat.
Oh, yeah, we're going to boat the hoes. Oh, I was like, is that my phone? Why did I jump like,
you gotta fucking watch these guys. They're called the Safar Brothers. And they're these Samoan brothers that fucking, they do TikToks. And you know, Islander people, they have like a certain fucking, what do you call about them? They have like a certain way they talk, certain way they act.
A thin line between gay and straight. He's not the perspective of the straights, and I'm not the perspective of the gays, but we are a perspective of our respective communities.